You're listening to The Plane Parable, How to Lift Off, Lead and Succeed, written and narrated by Darren Richards.
Dedication. For Dad, your leadership legacy lives on. To my boys, may you soar high, live well and laugh loud. Acknowledgements. Thanks be to God, the author and perfecter of my faith. Special thanks to Reverend Celia for believing in me. And sincere thanks to Barry, Matt, Mum, Chris, Tracy and Jyoti for making this book possible. I'm forever grateful.
Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life. The Bible, Proverbs chapter 13, verse 12.
Chapter 1. Time flies. The most difficult thing is the decision to act. The rest is merely tenacity. Amelia Earhart. In 1903, the New York Times published a scathing article. It claimed a flying machine would be invented through the combined and continuous efforts of mathematicians and mechanicians in 1 to 10 million years. 69 days later, the Wright brothers achieved the first powered flight with their prototype plane, the Wright Flyer. Just imagine how they felt climbing out of their beds on Thursday, the 17th of December, 1903. In many ways, they were Noah building an ark day after dry, dusty day. These brothers had no idea that this date would go down in history. For them, it was just another morning, waking up to attempt the impossible. Another day trying to achieve a feat they were told would take myriads of experts, millions of years, if indeed it could be done at all. And yet Wilbur and Orville Wright woke up and decided to try and fly once again, despite the creeping self-doubt, fears of ridicule and the high risk of horrible injury. Despite a series of failures, one after the other, innumerable disappointments and the world's press mocking them mercilessly, the two brothers decided to simply try again. They seemed destined to be remembered as history's biggest losers, international laughingstocks, clinging to an absurd fantasy that a person could soar in the sky like Icarus. But they didn't give up on their dream, give in to their detractors, nor give way to their fears. After 4 years of trial and error, painstaking research, tinkering with pitch, power, weight, and balance, and experimenting with countless materials, they finally refined the precise parameters, and so Wilbur and Orville gave their impossible dream one more go. It's fair to say that this choice changed the course of history. Perhaps if they'd stumbled over the cat or read the wrong newspaper over breakfast, they might have decided to give up. But the Wright brothers were dreamers. They weren't deluded. They were determined. So out they went into the cold to try something so miraculous it verged on magic, lifting off the ground while seated in a craft that was heavier than air. And that's when it happened. At 10:35 a.m., the Wright brothers covered 120 feet in 12 seconds, ushering in the age of powered aviation. Orville became the first pilot of the very first engine-powered aeroplane, just 10 million years earlier than build. At that moment, a windy and treeless dune with soft sand called Kitty Hawk transformed into the world's first runway and airfield. Soon this first flight inspired one pioneer after another. Each new dreamer blazed a trail for the next record breaker to follow. First after first, in quick succession, Raimonde de la Roche became the first female pilot to receive a license, just 6 years after that first flight by the Wright brothers. She was then followed by the first woman to fly solo and non-stop across the vast Atlantic Ocean, Amelia Earhart. Then in 1912, a mere 9 years after that first powered flight, Emery Conrad Malik became the first black pilot to earn a license to fly, having constructed his own biplane. One first after another, until the very first passenger jet sped down the runway and took flight in 1949. The British de Havilland Comet was designed by
Sample complete. Ready to continue?